Chulin Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel. We continue the sugyas of Matnas Kohuna of Zorei Lechayayim Bekeva. B'chor Shenis Arev B'meo. Animals of Chulin, all Shlachtois, one animal that's there is problematic. It was born with Kedushas B'chor. And it was Nisarev. The one got mixed up in 100 years. You can't tell the difference between. So you have one in 100. So we had in Zvochim, in the Perek HaTaruvus in Zvochim, where animals get mixed up, Balichayim don't become bottle. So the Mishnah now has a whole Cheshm. Bizman Shemeya Shechtun is Kulon. When it's 100 people shechting these 100 animals. It means each one owns his animal. And they're all waiting in line, and somehow one of the behemoths standing over here in line is a Bechor. But each person is his own person. So, Patron is Kula. So the Gemara's Masbir, that what we mean to say is over here, every single person is going to be able to look the coin. He's standing there, he wants his Matonis. There's 99 people over here with behemoths, they're ready to shech. The coin is standing there, his eyes are waiting in anticipation. There's 99 behemoths for him to take Zorei Lechayayim Bekeva. They all pass him by on the way out and they say, sorry, my animal's a Bechor. My animal's a Bechor. It's not Chayiv in Zorei Lechayayim Bekeva. This goes back to the klal that we said in Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Aleph. That a behemoth that has Kedushas Korban does not have a din Zorei Lechayayim Bekeva. We explained in Mishnah Beis that a behemoth that had Kedusha's Korban, even after it becomes a Balmum. We're talking that 99 people are walking out. So what are they walking out with? They're saying it's a Bechor, so they wouldn't be able to eat it. Well, it's Shchutei Chutz. A Bechor, by the way, if it's a Tomim, has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. It has to be brought as a Korban. If they're Shechting and Shlachtois, it's Shchutei Chutz Rachman al-Tzlan. So what you have to say is over here, clearly, that the behemoth is a Balmum. That means the Bechor in question was a Balmum, and now nobody knows which of the animals it is. All 99 animals, they could all be Balimum, and some of them are Balimum, and whatever. And the Balmum was taken from a coin. Once the behemoth becomes a Balmum, it's Psulei HaMikdashim. So it doesn't have Kedushas Korban in the regular sense. It can't be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. There's no Shchutei Chutz. But it does have the din of Psulei HaMikdashim, so it does not have a din of Bechor. But it is Momen HaKoyin, so what the Koyin does is the Koyin could sell it. We'll learn all about this in Bechoris. He'll sell it to anybody he wants. The person won't be able to work with the behemoth. It's also Begiza, Vavoida, Chalova, Vlodos, like we learned in Mishnah Beis. What it will have is he could eat it. So he could sell it for meat, for Shechita. And that's what happened. So you have a Bechor that's Nisarev. Every single one of the people who is walking out of the Shlachta is going to look the Koyin in the eye and say, sorry, you can't take it away from me, because I say that this one is the Bechor, Balmum, that was sold to me, that was Nisarev. Now, why don't we say Bittul Beroiv? We mentioned before that a halacha is that a barrier of Balchai, there is no Bittul Beroiv. Why don't we say, Kol de Porish, Miruba Porish, every single one, you have to paskin on it a din roiv, that it was the behemoth that's taken out from the Taruvis, is from the Roiv, which is certainly Behemoth of Chulin, not Psulim Magdashim of a Bechor that became a Balmum. The answer to that, some Achreinim say, Ein Hochem Momen Acharoiv, it's a Shal of Moments, a Shal of Ownership, it's not a Shal of Issa Vehetu. There's no Issa to eat Zorei Lechayim Bekeva. The coin is being Tevei Al Tzatvias Momen. There's no Din Kol Kavua, there's no Din Kol the Parish Meruba Parish to Paskin Momen. So Melo, that's also not a relevant fact. So Vinishvi, every single one over here, could claim Hametz Mechavav, Raya Poitrin is Kulon. Echad Sheikhid is Kulon. What happens if they all belong to one person? The Shlachtas is owned by one owner. So what he says is, any one of them could be a Bechor, but certainly not more than one. There was only one Bechor Shnisav. So Poitrin Mayachad. One animal could be walked off the Cheshmet. Zigashmaka Zach, that Achreinim HaMoysev, what happens if they were owned by 99 people and they were all sold to the owner of the Shlachtas? The Taruvis took place when they were all individually owned, and now everybody brought their animal to the Shlachtas, they gave it over to the Shlachtas, they sold it to the Shlachtas. So now it's all owned by one person, L'chari could only patter up one. However, there's a Shaila, what happens if you have a case where the Psak of Amitzim Mechavel Varaya would be true vis-a-vis 99 people, and now it can't be true because it's Mamanusha, because all the possibilities are owned by one person. Funny type of case, there's an exact replica of this type of case, a Mishnah at the end of Subas, where the Mishnah says where you have one person that had a path in a field, Derech Avudo, and he claimed it from Kama Sodois. Each Soda was owned by a separate person, and now they're all owned by one person. He definitely has a path by one of them. So the Machlok is Admin the Chachom, whether we say that each field had already a Psaka Moitzim Mechalal Varai, that they don't have to give him walking rights, so now he can't claim it even from the one person who owns all four. A similar Machlok would be over here. Geshmak Etzushta. Now the Mishnah continues with a different din, another type of tour on Matonis. Hashaychet L'koyin U'lenochu, he shechts the behema for the owner of the behema who happens to be a kohen. So obviously there's no chiv zreil lechem v'keva because the zreil lechem v'keva is given to the kohen. So he doesn't have to take off himself. It's not like truma with a produce of Eretz Yisrael's tevel. So it's chal on a tevel. Even if the kohen is an owner, he has to be mafish truma, so he can keep the truma. But the iser tevel is chal because it has kedushas peris oretz. That's not the case over here. Over here it's only moments. So moment is not required to give it from his right hand to his left hand. A goy, also, there's no kedusha in the animal. So the shechita of an animal, even if it's shechted kedas gedin, it's kosher meat, but a behema of a goy is not chayiv. V'amishtatev imoyin, if there's a yisroel, that was a shutif, together with a goy, so he doesn't have to give michelkoy, tzorich sheyirshoy. He has to make a cheshbin, a rishima, because the chelik that belongs to the goy is not chayiv. He's mechuyev to mark it off. Nobody should think that he's stealing from Kehanim. So he's mechuyev to mark off. Does state this Mishnah holds that the din zreil lechem v'keva is chayiv even by shutvis with a koyin, which is not what we explained in the beginning of the perek. It's machlok tanoim l'maisa. V'im omar chutz min hamatonos. If the koyin said to the Yisrael, I'm selling you the behemo, chutz min hamatonos, so then potter, the person who bought the behemo, the Yisrael, is potter from the matonos. It's l'chare pashut. The kohen didn't sell the matonos to the Yisrael. What do you want the Yisrael to be chayiv in? Kanir from the Mefarshim, Tesiyam speaks it out, that there would have been a hava minu, that since the Yisrael bought the animal, be'etzim yishechting an animal. So he doesn't own the actual Zohar L'chaim V'keva, but he has that shibud of Momin, so he should give the dollar and cents value of the matonis to the kohen. It's kamash or not. It's a chiddush that there's even such a havamina. L'maisa, what's interesting is, the Gemara has a shmuz, what happens if the kohen taka sold the matonis to the Yisrael? He sold him the behema, al menas, but tonight they should give him the matonis. Yisrael always has, when it's his matonos, or like by Trumas and Maya Sosa, what's called Tevis Ano. Tevis Ano means that the Torah recognizes that it's his chus to give to whichever coin, whichever levy, whichever one he wants. Over here also, you can't change that din. So the Gemara of Maya has a discussion about it. Normal, the coin can't be magbil, the owner of the behemoth, to give to him. So the chur tenoi bottle, and the mekach chaskayim. The Maya Gemara has a shmuz about it. It could be b'chiyai gavna, it's not against the Torah, because he's definitely one of the Kehanim. So there is Tanai Chapzichon, and then he'll have to give him the Matonis. Mishnah says, Vaiter, Omar Mechor Libnei Me'el Shel Poro Vayibe Matonis. Somebody is in the store. This Be'etzim, this Halach Shemi and Chayesh Mishpat. This is a Chayesh Mishpat, the Halach, but it's Negev to this. Somebody comes into a butcher store, and he says, sell me the Kishkis of a Poro. Sell me certain cuts of meat. There was a cave in one of the Bnei Me'ayim, is the cave itself. So, that has to be given to the kohen. Customer is upset. He says, I ordered 5 pounds of meat. In the kishkis that you gave me, in the cuts that you gave me, there was also a cave. I had to give it away to a kohen. I have less value. Give me back that amount of money. Why? Because since you see over here that the cave is here, so obviously that wasn't the mechir. That means he gave him a whole bag of meat, different cuts, and there was a cave there. So obviously the cave wasn't mechalal the sale. However, what happens if it was weighed? Lokach emenu b'mishkal. He put on the scale 5 pounds of meat, and he charged him whatever 5 pounds of meat costs. So there, he's clearly charging him kefita weight, which included the kevin. The kevin is not part of the sale. So there, noisin lakoin umenakel umenadomim. So cheshem mishpat avada, he didn't sell him that cut of meat. So avada has to be menakel that from the amount of meat that was sold. Mishnah Dalet. Here we have another cheshem mishpat dika sugya that chaptzichon over here in Matnas Kohuna. Gershin is gayer voisalei poro. There was a ger. He was megayer on Tuesday Rish Chodesh Kislev. He had a para. Nishchato ad shalein his guy. It was shechted for him. He knew he was undergoing gyur. So he gave the cow over to a shoychet to shech. This meat is supposed to be cut into pieces. It's supposed to be put in the freezer. It's going to feed him Be'ez Hashem for the first 3 months of his being Jewish. So he does the shechita properly. He gives it over to a certified shoychet. Nishchato ad shalein his guy. If it was shechted and the animal became gishoknin and he was a goy, so potter. And the reason for that is pashut. The chiyuv is not chal on the cuts of meat that are biyodoy. The chiyuv is chal b'shash shchita. So b'shash shchita, he was a goy zolzayin that he cut the meat that should be roy for him to eat when he's a yid. But l'maisa, the owner of the animal when it was shechted was a goy. The owner becomes chayiv, but not when he's a goy. Goy is not mechuyiv in matnas kuna. Mishen is gayer, chayiv. If it was after he was in his gayer, chayiv. That's a chayiv pashut. The Mishnah is only setting up the third case. Sofik. What's the halacha? Potter. Shamaitze mecheveroi olov haraya. L'chay have a Sofik matnas kuna. It's not a Sofik on Isser. The Sofik person has truma, so he has to worry about the Isser v'heter. He's not allowed to eat it. But over here, there's no Isser v'heter status on the meat. It's sakakol shayla of mom and koyin. What's the halacha? Every time you have a Sofik mom and koyin. Shamaitze mecheveroi haraya is a muchzik. The famous sugya of the end of Kuf Lamed Daled, intricate musig. For starters, the Gemara says that what we just said, Amaitzim Mechavel V'Rai, is only because it's no Sofik Issa, like we said. What would be, let's say, a ger has bread that's being made by the baker for him. He was Losh Issa, and Zeshayla, if it was Niloisha to become Chayiv in Chala, before the Geris or after the Geris. So there he'd be chayiv lafish himself. The same shayla. It only becomes mechuyiv b'shas lisha. It only becomes mechuyiv if he's Jewish b'shas talisha. If it's a sofik when it was needed for him, so then it's a shayla. But here he's going to have a shayla v'isa v'heta. So Mel is going to have to give it to the kohen. Misofik, he can't eat it. L'maisa, the Gemara on this concept that you'd say over here, sofik momen aniyim, or sofik momen kehanim, hametzim mechavel v'rai, the Gemara asked that l'chorin there's a din, by Sofik Momen Aniyim, that we don't say Hametzim Mechavel V'Rai, we go L'chumra. L'chumra also over there, it's only a Sofik Momen, and still we go L'chumra, we don't say Hametzim Mechavel V'Rai. What's the case? There's a case of wheat stalks that are in a field, and there's a shayla on how they're situated, whether they're leket or not. If they're leket, they're hefker, and they can be picked up only by Aniyim. If they're not leket, so it belongs to the Baal HaSodah. When it's a Sofik, the halacha is, then you have to go to Chumra. The Gemara learns this out. A pasuk. The Gemara says, "Exez a kasuk." Oni v'rosh hatstiku. A person who's an oni or a rosh hatstiku, he should, the tzedek, the right should be on his side. The Gemara understands that to mean, what does it mean? The right should be on his side. When in doubt, give him the yad al yoyna. Even when be'etzim, you should be able to hold on to it. Exez a kasuk. You have to go to Chumra. In something which is momoin, not also sevehetah, that you have to go luchumra. Maishno mihoko. So the Gemara says a vort which have achroinim tumbling exactly what the vaymik of the vort is. We'll say it over the kitzah. What the Gemara says is that the shchilik is that by the oni v'rosh hatztiku of sofik leket, the person is becheskas chiyuv. He's definitely mechuyv leket shechem pei from this field. So mel the shas whether he was yoytzu chiyuv or he's becheskas chiyuv is mechuyv. To go to Chumra. Now, L'chay, every time a person has a cheskes chiv, is mechuyiv to go to Chumra. So L'chay, it doesn't mean that imamish has a chazok. There's no chazok is mechuyiv on this piece. But there is a chazok in general on this person, klapi this field, that he does have an outstanding chiv. The shah is whether he was yoytzer, his chiv is specifically legabi this stalk of wheat. L'uma zois over here, the person had a status quo of being a goy. A goy has no chiv. So since he doesn't have a status quo, over here the Torah would never say that you have to go to Chumra. Other than the status quo is that he's not chayiv. So some Mefarshim understand that this is a halacha mamish of chazaka, the Turi Evan, other Gedolei Achronim, the Chasam Sofer, the Chizchinuch, and others, and they're busy. What happens? Let's say you have the behemoth that we're talking about. Your suffix is when the behemoth was shechted. You could say that the suffix in the Mishnah is suffix when he was Megayah. What time did he go down under the water to be Toivol, to be Megayah? Was it at 3, at 4, and at 5? Then there was no clock in the room where the Bezin was with the mikvahs. So they don't know when he was Megayah. So Klapi the Shechita, he has a Cheskes Ptur. Mashenken, what happens if you know when he was Megayah? You don't know when the Shechita was. So if you don't know when the Shechita was, either the Behemah has a Cheskes Oymed is Bachayim. The status quo of the Behemah is that that the Behemah is not Gesho. So maybe say the Behemah was Shecht as late as possible. Others say that there's no Gzeres HaKosov over here, Legabe Chazokis. It's a din in a Cheskes Chiyuv, Legabe the Chiyuv, Legabe the Din. Reb Shimon explains this concept. Others, Marit. The vort over here is that the Chiyuv is an outstanding Chiyuv. So when a person is a Mechuyuv Oimin on this din, so then the Torah says you have to go the extra mile even B'makom Sofik. Well, you don't have a Gavra HaMechuyevis B'Torah's Vadai, so the Torah didn't place going B'chumra Misofik. He's not necessarily a person who's Mechuyuv, who was Mechuyuv in that din B'chlal. So it's not a vort in a regular Chazok D'meikor, it's a vort in that the person who's a Mechuyuv Oimin this din has a din to be Makom. Okay, that's a Tifi Yeshivish HaZachta Zub Kiv Ege with the Shmaitzeh Baz Haladirate. Now the last part of the Mishnah is really the most important of the whole perek. What exactly is a Zoyer L'chaim V'keva? Here's what the Mishnah is going to tell us. Poshut the technicalities. You need a color picture to follow exactly the details like many of the other things in Chulin. Ezwa Zoroya. What is the Zoroya? It means an arm. Like the Rebbein Shem took us out of Mitzrayim B'Zoroya Netuya. It's one of the Ramazim over here in the Mefarshim that the Zoyer L'chaim V'keva represent different chalokim of the Rebbein Shem Sanhaga. There's another remez, by the way. You look in Rashi and Pasha Shoftim, something very interesting, that the Zoyer L'chaim V'keva are a remez for, it's a schar, for the Maisa that Pinchas did, the Maisa Kanois, when he killed Zimri and Cosby by the Maisa of Benois Moyov. What's up, the Zoyer L'chaim V'keva? The Zoroya was the arm with which he took the Roimach B'yodoy. L'chuyayim is that he davened. L'chuyayim is the jawbone that he davened to be Matzel Klal Yisrael from the sakon that was hanging over them. V'keva is where he stabbed the two of them. Al Toich Kubaso. So well, those three became the bris of Pinchas, went into the Matnas Kohuna. To Rashi and Chumash. So what is the Zoroya L'chuyayim V'keva? The Zoroya, of course, when we're talking about an arm, so what are we talking about in an animal? Animals don't have arms. They have four legs. But B'loshen HaTorah, the Zoroya by an animal, or the remez of a Zoroya, is the front leg. We'll call those the arms. Taka, animals use the front legs and the back legs slightly differently. The front legs are a little bit more for feeling, a little bit more chush amishush, like touch. The back legs are more for sturdiness, what they stand on. Why animals could stand up on their hind legs. Min haperek shel ha'arkubo ad kaf shel yad. So we described the anatomy a little bit in the end of the fourth perek, where we had about treifis in the leg of a behemoth. It says over there like this: the arkuvo is the bottom leg of the animal. Perek arkuvo is the joint that connects the bottom, the three main bones. The arkuvo is the bottom one, the joint that connects the bottommost. That's on the ground. To the middle one is called the perek ha'arkuvo. Ad kaf shel yad is where that leg fits into the gufa behema. It's wider, so it's called a kaf shel yad. Not a hand, but that's where it fits in. So it's basically the cut is not the bottom cut, not the bottom bone, and the meat over there, but the top two that fit into the gufa behemoth that attach to the sort of near the shoulder of the behemoth. So That is the Zeroya. I mean, a perek shal akuvat kaf shal yad v'hu shal nozir. The same thing was true. There's a Zeroya that's cooked in mayim over there. The Zeroya that's cooked with the hair of the nozir on the bottom. The Zeroya, it's a chelik of the shalmi nozir, kimavur mesaches nozir. That also, the definition biologically of Zeroya means the same thing. Kenegde, the Mishnah goes a step further. Beregel, if you go not on the front legs, which are called the yadayim, which are called the zrei of the behemoth, but the back legs, the same two bones, joints, is the shoik that we're talking about that's given by a karban shlom to the matnas guna, which is the chaz of a shoik. That's the shoik. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, no. Shoik min haperek shel ha'akubo ad ha'soivech shel regel, which means only the middle joint from the perek shel ha'akubo until the joint that connects to the top bone. So the machlok is what a shoik is, whether a shoik is synonymous to the same length as a zroya. No machlok is about a zroya. Ezu lechi, how much of the jawbone? Min haperek shel lechi, from the place where the lechi connects, ad piko shel gargeris, the place where it connects the hinge that opens wide the mouth, so the top hinge going all the way down to the place where it connects to the gargeris, the pipe, over there, the top of that pipe, and the jawbone with it.